AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Here's how powerful that big storm headed for the East Coast is going to be. Snowfall as heavy as 1 to 3 inches an hour could continue for 24 hours or more. This is according to the Weather Service. Philadelphia may get 18 inches of snow, maybe a foot in New York, but Washington is in the bullseye. It may get more than 2 feet of snow. AP weather expert Seth Borenstein is there.
There are states of emergency in several states already declared. In Washington, they're closing down the subway system on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Airlines are canceling flights. Everyone knows about this. The advice the Weather Service is giving is do not travel.
The Weather Service says along with the snow, there may be brutally high winds, dangerous flooding, and whiteout conditions. Luciano Martinez says the grocery stores are pretty much all cleaned out in D.C.
All the stores were out of a lot of stuff, you know, milk, bread, stuff like that. They were all gone. Last night.
The snowfall expected to continue from late today into Sunday could easily cause more than $1 billion in damage, according to the Weather Service. North Korea has announced the arrest of a U.S. university student for what it calls a hostile act that it says was orchestrated by the American government and intended to undermine North Korea. It is not providing any details of what it says the hostile act is. They have found human remains at an Arizona crash site where an F-16 went down. The pilot, a member of Taiwan's Air Force, was training in air-to-air combat. He was the only person on the plane when it went down. Not clear yet why it went down. Those three Americans who disappeared from a neighborhood in Baghdad a few days ago were likely taken by criminal gangs, says the prime minister. This is AP Radio News. On the campaign trail, the Republican presidential candidates are doing impressions of each other. Donald Trump is doing Ted Cruz.
He's a strident guy. No, you cannot have that.
And Chris Christie is doing Donald Trump.
It'll be built beautifully. It'll be a beautiful wall. It'll be an unbelievable, beautiful wall. Right?
Meanwhile, some Democrats are talking about the Hillary Clinton-Bernie Sanders rivalry, asking if a months-long primary campaign during which Hillary Clinton and her rival Bernie Sanders are taking shots at each other, not to mention Martin O'Malley, who's also running as a Democratic candidate. The Democrats are asking whether this months-long primary campaign could damage the party permanently. Democratic donors, strategists, and pollsters, including some aligned with Hillary Clinton, expressed their concerns in nearly 24 interviews with the Associated Press. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.